what it is now, and I think I'm ready to kind of share this with you guys, and hopefully it'll be a big revelation to you guys, or it's going to be bleeped out and you guys are going to forget that I mentioned it because it's going to be erased. So, everybody on the edge of their seat? In your body, you're made of billions of living cells. Well, there's sources of information that are what I call originators. And that originator works with the other cells, and then they all kind of give you a reaction to a virus or communicate something to you or react to something. But there's always an originator. Can everybody visualize that? Like, you know, some one single cell. It starts somewhere. It doesn't all start at the same time, same everything. Not always. The world is a living organism. Convince yourself that you're the cell that will make the difference. Convince yourself that you are needed to the planet as an extrasensory cell. Convince yourself and communicate to the greater cell that you're inside of that you are required to be of a greater importance. Not only do you have white cells, but we have learned now in science, and it's ironic that we have to look at these things so that we can convince ourselves. Another useful tool that I like to use, because we go science, oh, well, it must be, and that erodes the factor of us not having that breakthrough, and this is why I talk in the way I do. Science, and you can look it up, has found not only are there white cells, but there are supercells, super white cells. That are recessed and ironically asleep in a hibernation more or less in the body. These cells have ancient knowledge, it turns out, that is useful against ancient powerful viruses that once existed that they battled. So when you get one and it starts to wipe out all of the other white cells and destroys the body, somehow something awakens from your inner universe. Perhaps this inner desire to survive will awaken these super white cells. And with their ancient knowledge, they start to battle fiercely against this powerful virus overtaking it. Sometimes they're awakened too late, but if they're awakened in time, they almost always win the battle. They're that fierce, they're that powerful, they're that determined. What I'm saying to you is, be that super white cell. Be that. Not try to be. Know that you are. Your relationship to this planet, to this organism, send out to it empathetically through emotion that you are that useful in that way. Be the white cell and communicate as annoyed. It's annoying. Acknowledge all the other living cells. Acknowledge them. But stand out in a sense. Know that you stand out in one particular way. That you're amongst them and you're functioning, but you're a supercell. And you're waiting to be awakened if you're needed. Okay? Empathetically, let it know. It's everywhere. It's a consciousness. Let it know that is what you are, and that you acknowledge that you're aware of that now. Let it put you to use. When it chooses to put you to use, oh, the things you can do. Oh, the amazing things you can do. In a sense, it's another form of enlightenment. It is enlightenment. It's a part of that awakening. Does everybody understand? It no longer holds you to the basic rules of the dough. You've now been granted permission to bend the rules because you're required to per what you are designed to do. It acknowledges that you serve it. There's not a reason or a need to keep you in a certain alignment. Do you understand? Or a certain place. It knows that what you're going to do serves it. And that there must be a reason why you're concerned. There must be a reason why you want to awaken. And you all do feel it. You know there is. Everybody listening to this knows there is.
So you have to let it know that you are ready when it's ready. And you have to internalize that. And that is part of the Great Awakening. If you were to ask me, what is it that I feel? What is it? And I hate to throw me the script because I don't want somebody to say that I'm being arrogant or overconfident, but in no means. But what is it that Christ felt or Buddha felt or any great, you know, being? They felt exactly that. They knew and accepted without any ego that that was their role, that that was their purpose. Now, maybe they didn't think of it as the Gaia mind. Maybe they had other words for the same thing. It was the same thing. It's just a different twist as to how they described it. But internally, the universal knowing in them understood what it was and that they served this higher purpose to affect something. That's what you have to come to terms with. That's what you have. You don't have to awaken. You don't have to say, I don't have to be awakened this minute, but I'm ready. That's what I prepared for. That's what I know that I'm here and what I'm made to do. That's what I know. And if you don't feel that, you're not a white cell, probably. And it's not to say you're not a white cell. It's just that you're evolving. It's good to learn the stuff. But a red cell don't feel nothing. They're not even hearing what I'm saying. They don't know what we're talking. They can't even conceive it. But the older the white cell, let me tell you, it's like edge of your seat. They're like, that's it. That's it. That's what I'm feeling. That's what's calling me. If you don't know what's calling you, how do you know how to respond to it? Somebody's shouting out your name, and from the distance, you're like, hey. And they're like, oh, Eric. And I'm like, hey. Should I be answering? What if there are, you know, a bunch of maniacs out there in the forest, you know? Or maybe it's my mom. It doesn't sound like my mom. You don't know. What's calling you? How do I respond? What if it's is that a woodpecker? Somebody sent me Morse code out there. I feel it, but what is it I feel? I'm searching. You are part of an organism. It's hard to say organism, because then you say, well, how is it spiritual? It's the same. It's all the same. It's all part of this thing that wants to live, God. And here and now is what you're here to do, is here and now in this world, in this dimension, is how you are here to serve universe, how you're here to serve God. Call it whatever you want. But you cannot serve it unless you are willing to accept that is what you're here to do. You need to come to terms with that. That doesn't mean you're going to go around healing people, fighting demons. Don't have anticipation. This is where it gets back into it again, and that's what grounds you again. Just simply practice what you practice. Meditate what you meditate. Breathe what you breathe. Enjoy life. Practice your practices that I teach. It will all unfold as a rose will start from a bud and it will open itself up. That is what you have to understand. And it will open perfectly. Do not set expectations. Do not set demands. If you set demands on the universe and you set expectation, you won't get anything. It doesn't understand that. I resent anybody that sets demands on me, let alone pull a miracle out of my butt. You gotta do this. I don't have to do anything. Well, then you must not be real. I guess you've just decided for me I must not be. It don't matter to me. I already know what I am. I am what I am. I am what I am. Don't become arrogant about it. Don't become overconfident about it. It's an inner beauty thing. It's an inner beauty thing. And that's what you feel from spiritual people, is they are what they are. They know what they are. Well, you don't have to be as bright as they are to be bright. Hey, you know what? You can be a 500-watt light bulb in the dark, or you can be a candle. I guarantee both of them are going to be seen. You understand? Maybe you'll be outshined by somebody. Well, if they're shining, then they must be doing something better than you. So you please, let me. What can I do to help you then? No ego. Just flow. If it's dark, it's dark. Any light will shine. Be any kind of light the universe wants to use you for, but let it know that you understand that's what you're designed for. You understand. You internalize that.
Please insert disc 3.